And finally, our gene of the month is Mothers Against Decapentaplegic, which sounds more like the name of a death metal band than something in your genome. As with so many of these unusually named genes, it was first discovered in fruit flies, those wacky fly geneticists. It all starts back in 1982 with the discovery of a gene named decapentaplegic, which makes a protein that's vital for fruit fly development. Decapentaplegic is important for the creation of 15 so-called imaginal discs inside a fly larva. These are the precursors of adult organs like the antennae, wings, limbs, and much more. Flies with faults in decapentaplegic don't develop any of these structures, hence the name. Decapenta means 15, and plegic means paralysis. Mothers Against Decapentaplegic was found in 1995, named as a humorous nod towards campaigning organisations like Mothers Against Drunk Driving. If a female fly carries a fault in the gene, it acts to switch off decapentaplegic in her embryos. Further research revealed a whole family of related proteins across many species, including humans, collectively now known as SMADs. These proteins are involved in sending signals inside cells, telling them to stop dividing. Unsurprisingly, faulty SMADs are implicated in cancer, and they're an active topic of research for many scientists around the world. That's all for now. I'll be back next month probing the genetics of the insects that plague us, from bedbugs to mosquitoes. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page. That's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting @NakedGenetics. Don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another look inside your genes.